A lawmaker wants to give voters the final say on a minimum wage increase. Louisiana is one of 20 states in which the minimum wage aligns with the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour, which has not changed since July of 2009. Baton Rouge Senator Regina Barrow says that's just untenable.
Even if they have two jobs, it's not enough to actually be able to have a decent life.
Barrow's proposed constitutional amendment would raise the minimum wage to $10.25 an hour, with annual increases in line with the Consumer Price Index. It will require a two-thirds majority in both houses before it can go to the voters. Small businesses in Louisiana are keeping a keen eye on Baton Rouge as the legislative session gets underway. Leah Long, the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business, says one issue facing many small business owners is the quality of labor, and that's something that she'd like the legislature to address.
Being able to have people skilled, ready to go, as soon as they're ready to enter the workforce is going to make a huge difference for these small business owners and being able to have those people available readily to go to work.
A National Guard member is arrested for accidentally shooting and injuring a fellow guardsman. New Orleans police say 18-year-old Linz Nagin was handling a gun when it accidentally went off, hitting the victim in the chest. The victim is in stable condition. Nagin is free on $5,000 bond. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.